We talk cross country. Well, we aren't going to talk about results from last week because they unfortunately had the week off because of a tournament or a meet cancellation. But I got them geared up to get ready for the final stretch here of the regular season. They will head to the pretty tough Stanton County Invitational coming up here Saturday morning. We're joined here with Coach Joey Meyer to start things off here. And Coach, how's last week been for you guys?
Hey, Adam. It was a pretty rough week. We worked them pretty hard, and at the beginning of this week, we've had a little tweaks to our hips and our legs. They're a little sore just because we worked them pretty hard last week because we knew we didn't have a meet. We used it as a week to get better on our training and get faster and get some miles in. So we're going to take it easy the rest of the week. Today we did a nice, easy run. The next 2 days we will, just to get ready for Stanton County. And we have some tough competition with Lakin and Stanton County there. So it'll be good. We had a run around the lake on Saturday. A few of our boys didn't show up, so I was pretty disappointed in that. And them buying in, the girls were all there. They're bought in, ready to go. But some of the boys decided to sleep in, so we'll see how that goes.
That's a tough run there. A 60-minute run around the lake there, but the ones that were able to make it there, were you pretty happy with what you saw with your kids?
Yeah, they looked good. They took a nice, easy pace and got back about the same time. Some of the freshmen that never ran on the lake for 60 minutes, they struggled a little bit on the way back, but it was good. It was beneficial.
That's good there. And, you know, is it maybe nice, even though you'd prefer to have a meet, but maybe nice to kind of take a week off and just kind of work on some little things here to get ready for the final stretch?
Yeah, usually we have to prepare for our meet and take it easy. We went through the whole week and didn't come out with too many big injuries or anything. So I think it will help in the long run of our season.
Well, you mentioned a little bit with this meet coming up here Saturday morning. You go down to Stanton County, and that's going to be a pretty competitive meet there. And, of course, second time you'll see Stanton County. I think probably the second time you'll see Lakin as well, and some other teams there. I know it would be nice to, you know, try to win the meet, but I think probably the big goal is just to see some improvement upon your times.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the girls' side. We barely lost Stanton County, and now we get Claire on the varsity side because she did her week on JV because she missed her first meet. So I'm pumped to see how our girls compete against them and want to go out and try to take Stanton County that got them the week 2 weeks before. Boys, we have one injury on our varsity and one other boy that had to go to a family emergency. So two of our varsity boys are down for this week. So it'll be pretty impressive if we can take Stanton County down after losing two of our boys for this week.
But, Stanton County and Scott City hasn't run there in a couple of years there. Guys, normally at this time it's always Rimrock. But what do you remember, what do you know about this course down there?
It's kind of a lot like Tribune. It's some Buffalo course. There's some hills, and then there's some flat areas. There's more flat areas at this course than Tribune, and that's what kind of hurt our kids last 2 weeks ago now. I keep wanting to say last week, but it's more straight course, so I think it'll be good. I think hopefully we'll get some good times.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll be a fun one there for you because, yeah, you go back to that Saturday, Thursday, but you'll have that in a couple of weeks as well here.
Yep.
Once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City and cross country at Stanton County on Saturday. Thanks, as always, here. Good luck to you guys.
Thank
coming
you.
Up. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here, and we have a couple of our guests there. Also some other ones that are going to be making their debut on the show, and freshman Brinley Stevens, right?
Yeah.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty good freshman campaign here so far. Been on varsity. How's that been for you?
It's been pretty crazy. I've never run before, so this is pretty exciting for me.
Okay. What made you maybe make the transition over to cross country?
I just went to some practices this summer, and I've run 5Ks before, and I just really enjoyed it, so.
Well, there you go, and I know you probably watched your sister run, so you kind of knew what it was about a little bit, but did that help out maybe what to expect for kind of getting into the swing of things right away for your first year?
Yeah, it definitely has. I've been to most of the courses, and I know how the sport works, and I know how hard you have to work at it, so it's definitely been a help.
What's been probably, I know you've only been two meets in, but what's probably been the most challenging part of doing the cross country here so far through two meets?
I don't know, probably the races. You just have to push yourself so much, and it can get hard, but it's worth it.
Well, and I know you've been toward the top here these first couple meets, and how exciting is that to have some early success this early in your career?
It's really exciting. I never would have expected this at the beginning of the season.
Does that kind of change your goals a little bit as you go on through the season?
It does. At the beginning of the season, I was really just aiming to get my 5K time under 22 minutes, mm-hmm. but I achieved that the first meet, so I have to move on to the next goal.
So now you got to, like, really amp it up, right?
Yeah.
What Saturday coming up here, what are you maybe looking to see from yourself and maybe also the team?
I'm definitely looking for a PR, and I would like to win as a team. Definitely place. So.
All right. Well, hopefully it can happen here for
yeah.
you on Saturday. It's Brindley Stevens joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks, Brindley, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Brindley Stevens joining us here. And we'll also have our second freshman joining us here on the show this evening, and freshman Brendan Bailey. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty good season so far here for cross country. How do you feel like you've run so far?
I felt like I've run pretty good. You know, I got the older guys pushing me pretty hard, mm-hmm. hoping that they'll do pretty good this year.
Yeah, you've had to. You ran there last year in middle school, now up to high school there. More of a course to run, a bigger course or longer course. How'd you prepare mentally to get ready to run that 5K?
Well, during the summer, Coach had us do a lot of, you know, long runs. Mm-hmm. So it was easier to go from long runs to a little bit of shorter. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just easier where you could go from running like 50 minutes all the way down to 20. So, yeah.
Yeah, and have you been happy with your time so far through a couple of meets?
Yeah, I've been very happy with my times. I PR'd on both of them, obviously the first one, but pretty fast, faster than what I expected I'd be running, so very happy.
As you move forward here throughout this season, what are you maybe expecting to see from yourself here time-wise and maybe how you like to kind of place?
Well, I want to get faster, you know, like everyone else. I want to get faster. My time, I want to improve that. I want to get down into the 18s if I can. And then those older guys, they're always pushing me, so,
yeah. Well, how tough is it to not try to go full blaze down right off the shotgun start there, just take off right away and to a sprint? How tough is that sometimes?
It's a lot harder because in middle school you could go out faster and run the course, you know, a little faster than you would expect to run in high school. But then in high school you got a longer course, so you got to kind of pace a little more. There was like really not, like at the beginning there wasn't a really big like pace. At the beginning there was just kind of a go, and then now it's a pace, so it's harder to go from just go to pace in and then get down into that 5K pace.
All right. So do you like running in the warmer weather or colder weather?
I love the cold weather. I run faster.
Well, yeah, you want to get warmed up to finish so you get warmer clothes on, right?
No, not really.
Well,
just
I mean,
run in your uniform.
There you go. Once again, Brendan Bailey joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here this week and the rest of your year.
Thank you.